I'm VOA's Joe Ramsey with your worldwide news update. A Human Rights Watch spokesperson said on Thursday that Israel has committed war crimes and crimes against humanity against Palestinians in Gaza. Deputy Director of the Middle East and North Africa Division at HRW, Adam Kugel.
Human Rights Watch has issued a new report that documents in great depth how the Israeli authorities have committed massive and deliberate forced displacement of Palestinian civilians in Gaza throughout the first 10 months or so of these recent hostilities.
The New York-based rights group said on Thursday the displacement of Palestinians is likely planned to be permanent in the buffer zones and security corridors, an action it said would amount to ethnic cleansing. The head of the United Nations nuclear watchdog, the International Atomic Energy Agency, Rafael Grossi, warned space for diplomacy is getting smaller for Iran's nuclear program. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Grossi sought to restore his inspector's access to Iran's program and answer still outstanding questions over it, as he has on previous trips without too much success, since Donald Trump unilaterally withdrew America from the Islamic Republic's nuclear deal with world powers. Remarks from both Grossi and his Iranian counterpart at the news conference highlight fears.
The fact that international tensions and regional tensions do exist, this shows that the space for negotiation and diplomacy is not getting bigger, it's getting smaller.
Some countries are pushing to take action against Iran at an upcoming IAEA Board of Governors meeting. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. Pakistanis are choking on toxic air, VOA Pakistan Bureau Chief Sarah Zaman reports.
Record pollution has prompted officials to temporarily shut down schools, limit outdoor activities, and make government employees work from home. Low-grade fuel in vehicles has long been the primary driver of year-round air pollution in Pakistan, followed by industrial emissions and waste burning. The problem becomes more visible in winters as cold, heavy air traps pollutants close to the ground. At the National Disaster Management Authority's National Emergencies Operations Center in Islamabad, experts predict the crisis will worsen in coming weeks. Technical lead Sayed Muhammad Tayyab Shah.
We see a more aggressive smog in the coming days and also in December as well.
As smog continues to hang over densely populated areas, Pakistanis may have to brace for many more sick days. Sara Zaman, VOA News, Islamabad.
Experts have told the UN's climate change conference, COP29, that poorer states need at least $1 trillion per year by the end of the decade to move to greener energy and protect against extreme weather. Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan reports.
That's the warning to negotiators at COP29 on Thursday, as money becomes a central focus of the climate talks being held in Azerbaijan. But negotiators at the UN climate conference risk being overshadowed by political spats. France's climate minister has cancelled her trip to the summit after Azerbaijan's president accused France of crimes in its overseas territories in the Caribbean. Negotiators have been left fielding questions on the diplomatic issues.
Reuters correspondent Sean Hogan. A new study estimates Sudan's death toll is tens of thousands higher than the official toll after more than a year of war. Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder has more.
According to a report by researchers in Britain and Sudan, more than 61,000 people are estimated to have died in Khartoum state during the first 14 months of Sudan's devastating war, with deaths from starvation, disease, and the collapse of health services putting the toll at significantly higher than previously recorded. War between the Army and Paramilitary Rapid Support Forces, or RSF, erupted in April 2023. The warring sides have traded blame for the growing toll. The health ministry told Reuters that it has observed far fewer war-related deaths, with its tally standing at 5,565. The United Nations says the conflict has driven 11 million people from their homes and unleashed the world's biggest hunger crisis.
Reuters correspondent Lucy Fielder. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.